Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. Today's podcast is a conversation with Pastor Jerry Barber about why we're doing a podcast. Afternoon, Pastor Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great, Meg. Thanks for being willing to host this. I'm excited about it.
We are, too. I just have a few questions as we get started with the podcast. The first one is easy. What prompted you to consider doing a podcast?
You know, Meg, I am very fortunate to have grown up in a family who loved God, and that went all the way, and that included my extended family. So my grandfather was a pastor. Four of my uncles were pastors. And my grandfather started a daily religious broadcast, and it was up in Virginia, and it was telecast on a country western station, of all things. You know, most Christian radio shows were on Christian radio, but he started when there wasn't Christian radio, and so there's a huge radio station, and it was all over Virginia and all up in that area. And so a few years ago, just a couple years ago, actually, my uncle was running that broadcast, and it had gone for 75 years on a daily basis. And he was getting near the end of his life in ministry, and he actually had a conversation with me about what was going to happen after he was gone. Like, would there be anybody to carry on the broadcast? Well, Pastor Scott and I were talking about it, and we were considering the possibility, was there any way we could do it? Because he had asked me about that. But Scott said, even back then, well, you know, podcasts, maybe we should just start a podcast. That's a really good way to reach a lot of people. And so the seed was planted in my mind a couple of years ago. And then just recently, the last few months, somebody brought up the point that we can't get everything on Sunday that we want. There are more things we want to talk about. There are more things that we want to explore. And so we've been praying about it and thinking about it and said, we think now's the time.
Wow, that's great. Very cool. So is the show still on the Western radio station, or is that since?
Actually, no. It when he passed, it was a little over a year ago, I had another uncle in ministry up in that area who considered whether he should try to continue it, but they came to the determination that they would not actually continue it. So that broadcast no longer exists, but it did for, like I said, 75 years.
That's amazing. And, you know, in today's current climate, the podcast would be comparable to that. So that's really cool. Can you let the listeners know what type of topics they should expect to hear on this podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. We really envision it to be two different types of podcasts. Obviously, there are the sermon podcasts. So we at Harvest teach through the Bible. Right now, we're just began a series in Genesis. So every week, once a week, anybody who wants to listen will be able to tune in and they'll be able to hear a biblical sermon. But then there'll be other podcasts that might be 10, 12 minutes long that'll cover a wide variety of topics, like parenting, for instance, or disciple making, or, you know, things to deal with stress. And really, it won't always happen, but I'd like to tie it in with the sermon, for instance. So let's say on a Sunday morning, I'll give you an example. We're going through Genesis, and I'm talking about creation. Well, in a 30, 40-minute sermon, we can't cover everything about creation. We can't cover all of the different theories, and we can't cover how a Christian parent, might want to discuss those things with their children. So maybe we'll have the sermon on that, and that'll be the real focus. But then maybe for the podcast, I might interview somebody who's a Christian and a science teacher and just dive into things like that. So it could be practical things like that. There are going to be some interviews with people whenever whenever we have missionaries in town, we'll try to interview them to catch up with them. And one of the early podcasts will be an interview that will happen with Jerry Swisshelm. He was a former member of Harvest who now lives down in South Carolina, whose wife has gone through some major, major health issues. And in a conversation with him, he was sharing with me how God had shown them grace in all of this. So I thought, I asked him, would you be willing to interview for a podcast? And he said, sure. Those are the kind of things, you know, it'll really be a wide variety of topics, we hope.
That's great. I think the podcast sounds like it's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. What if they have, the listeners have questions about a specific podcast after they listen, or even if they just want to suggest a topic for coming weeks, are they able to do that, and how can they?
Absolutely. One of our elders here, Nathan Hardenbrook, as we were talking about the podcast, his church up in Pennsylvania, where they used to live, had something like this. I don't know if it was officially a podcast or not, but there was a little Ask the Pastor segment, and he said anytime somebody wanted to ask a question, they could send that in, and they were able to include it on their podcast. So we certainly want to be able to do that. If somebody who's a member of Harvest or not just has a question about the Bible, a question about what we believe, or a question about how a Christian could handle a certain situation, we definitely welcome them to send those questions our way. Also, like you mentioned, if we say something on a podcast or teach something in one of the sermons that raises questions, we certainly want to address those. So this podcast is hosted in a few different places, but it's also found on our website. And the best way would be for somebody to go to that website, which is harvestcharlotte.com, Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and then the city Charlotte, harvestcharlotte.com. And there'll be a spot on there where they can send in a suggestion or a question. We definitely welcome that.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the podcast before we sign off?
Well, I would say if you are listening and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we would really covet your prayers for this, because this is an exciting medium that we're trying to use for the Lord. So we welcome your prayers. We welcome suggestions. We welcome input, feedback, questions. I think that's basically it. And I would just say thanks for tuning in.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing. And if you guys like what you hear on the podcast, please share it with your friends and family. That's the great thing about podcasts. They're easy to share and just kind of get the word out in a different format. So thank you for sharing with us today. And we hope those out there listening enjoy it and get something out of it. And just know that we are praying for you on this side of things, and we'd appreciate your prayers as well. Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.